You know, there's a lot of husband and wife couple podcast out there. And tonight's going to be one of those again. No Alex here for the AMA. So it's just AM or Ma, whichever it is. Chopper is here on this Wednesday morning. Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, baby.
Alex canceled last minute again. Alex has been canceling kind of quite often.
Maka-cancel na yan sa, ano, sa Discord.
What do you mean? Like, oh, they'll get in. I think it's probably the season. I'm going to say it's the season. It's Christmas season. It means it's a lot of work and all that stuff. Anyway, it's, you know, we've been able to supplement a lot of these episodes because we had Sam cancel for 2 weeks. We've had Alex now for a couple of weeks. You know, Nico hasn't been around for a while, but we've been able to see kind of some new faces here on the show. Like Ricky Flo was on the podcast over the weekend.
Good.
A lot of people was really kind of happy about, and they kind of liked that tandem. We've had a bunch of celebrities, most of them obviously Viva artists, because Viva Max and I have this little promo deal going on where I get guests and they get to promote their movie and everybody wins in that kind of capacity. So that's been really good. I know that a lot of these people don't maybe have the advice-giving experience that some of the other co-hosts do, but just kind of like the old days, whether it be season one,
season one,
the TV5 days, or even the NMFTV days, a lot of celebrities dropping by, and we're kind of seeing that again. So there's a kind of an old school feel to the way the show is being handled these days as we get into year number 11, which is just a couple weeks away. So tonight, it's a couples podcast, which you've heard a lot of in the during this whole pandemic COVID experience. And I hope, dear God, that we don't kill each other by the end of tonight.
There's a lot of like messages going on and on Discord. Well, not a lot on Discord, but asking us why we were not available or there were no upload of our AMA episode. And they're like, Chopper, are you fighting with Mo? Is like Mo fighting with Alex?
And no,
like,
the first one. Always.
They actually will believe that if you say that.
No, then of course they won't. If I say that and then we're still here just hanging out on an episode. No, Alex wasn't around last week. And again, the thing is, what's hard about cancellations, and I tell this about the callers as much as I do now about the co-host, is that if you do it the day of, it's hard because a lot of these people have been scheduled, like our first caller. Ace here is 29 years old. Now, Ace, you were supposed to be on the last... This is the third episode that you're supposed to be in. The last two episodes you've been canceled because co-hosts have canceled. So I really apologize. I even called you the other day when we had to cancel your episode. So I'm sorry, but it's nice to have you here. You're our first caller. Hey, Ace, you're in CDO, by the way. You're 29.
Yes. Hey, Mo. Hey, Chopper. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been so stoked to be on this show. And no worries, Mo. I mean, I'm just glad I'm here right now. So, you know, the wait is worth it.
It's been a couple of weeks for you, Ace. So, again, I even called you just because I wanted to personally apologize the other day. Just for, again, for last second cancellations. Really hard with some of you callers that are waiting. So it goes both ways, right? I'm pretty hard on you callers when you don't, hindi kayo sumisipot, diba? When you guys just kind of cancel last second because it kind of fucks up the running time of the show and all of that. But when the co-hosts do it too, I apologize as well because I know you guys have been waiting. So everybody's saying sorry to everybody. It's Christmas. No harm, no foul.
Let's spread the love.
Yeah, just happy that we're here today and you're finally on the show. So what do you want to talk about, brother?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a background of what's going on. So basically, months ago, I was unfaithful to my girlfriend. Yeah. We were together a year and 3 months. Well, my own reason behind it was because she was at that time young, which I know I was expecting it.
What do you mean? Were expecting to cheat on her?
I was expecting that there might be like some difficulties because I'm 29 and she's 21, so that's what I was expecting.
Yeah, but difficulties, solution to difficulties isn't cheating, right? I mean, it is for some people, and I think we've all been there in that sense. So I'm not saying what the fuck is your problem, Ace. You're not new. A lot of people have done that, but I'm just kind of surprised the way you phrased it, and it might be you just phrased it incorrectly. Is I expected that there's going to be some challenges because I'm 29 and my girlfriend's 21. So I expected some kind of cheating that might kind of come along. I don't know if I heard that right, but it is odd that it came into your mind beforehand, like before it actually started, almost like it was premeditated. But so you and your girlfriend have been together for what, a year and how long?
A year and 3 months. Well, actually, I just want to correct myself. I wasn't really getting into the cheating part. It was the process, like along the way, when we had so much fights that I eventually just burst it out, and I myself didn't know I was going to be on that stage where I would cheat.
Okay, got it. And when did you cheat on her?
Well, this happened mid-year last year, actually. It was, I believe it was upcoming November. I was just so fed up. I need to talk to someone that's a complete stranger, someone I didn't really know. Well, actually, I read that if you talk to someone that's really a random person about something, it's just, you know, completely like they don't judge you because they don't know you at all.
Well, they'll probably judge you, but there's no bias, you know. We're strangers. The show, every day we talk to you guys, and it's a stranger to stranger conversation. And we will judge you for some of the shit you do. I think when people say don't judge, they mean that loosely. They don't really kind of, they mean don't bully me or don't ridicule me or don't overdo it. But judging, fuck, everybody will do it. And we will too. I promise you that. But we'll do it without bias. And I think that's where the key is when you talk to a stranger. But let me get to the timeline again real quick. So you cheated on her last year, this November?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
And you've been together November. A year and you said, 6 months or 3 months?
3 months.
3 months. So you cheated on her early, 4 months into the ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I might have.
Okay. And then you cheated on her one time?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Did you cheat on her one time or have you been cheating on her repetitively?
Yeah, just this one time. Just a simple, like reaching out to a girl that is still my coworker from Manila. I talked to her we have a messenger on our group for work, and we got really close, and she was just she was just listening to me, and she called me and I called her, and then she was she just listens to me all the time. And then at that time also I was losing communication with my girlfriend, so basically she was my avenue to speak up
and
what's going on.
No sex, no any of that stuff. It was just conversations.
Actually she was planning to go to CDO, but at that time I wasn't I wasn't planning to let her come here because I'm not broke up with my girlfriend yet and I don't want to cause some trouble personally. So
what was the cheating for you when you say, now that you've defined it as cheating, what does that mean?
What did it entail?
Well, people define cheating so many different ways. Did you lie to her about a girl that you were communicating with, and that's cheating for you?
Actually, we're exchanging sweet messages "Hoy, kumakain ka na ba?" Those type of messages, those sweet words. I know it's so wrong, and I just still keep on doing it. And I knew myself that I would get caught sometime. And I just didn't know that if I got caught in a way I was not expecting it. So then she caught me and I didn't tell her. I just said sorry. I didn't defend myself because she was right.
How did she catch you?
Sorry?
How did she catch you?
Oh, well, I was sleeping and she opened my phone. She said she had the gut, like a girlfriend instinct that something's going on with my phone. So she checked it out and she found it. I actually ignored the messages of that woman when we were together. And then that time she just went over to my ignore messages and there she is.
Okay.
All the messages were...
What's an ignore message?
I know, what's that?
What's that? Is that a hide folder?
Yeah, something like that. Whenever you, on Facebook, whenever you ignore a message, it means that the whole conversation will get deleted. But if she texts or messages you, it will reflect on that folder.
Gotcha.
No matter what message it is, even if you don't respond to it.
Okay, one last question. Why are you calling in December of 2021 and not in November of 2020?
I don't know. I did have the guts actually to call on the show. I just think that, I'll never get a chance because I know you have a lot of callers. And I was really surprised you replied to my message on Facebook. And here I am, really grateful happy.
What's the question then?
My question is, I'm just really scared because right now we're back together. I really you know, I said sorry to her. I did all the things I could. Yeah. I really like make up to her and all that things. And yeah, we're actually okay now. I'm back with her. She's back with me. Although she has this like sometimes paranoia going on, which I understand because I did something to her.
Right.
And yeah, I'm just really scared that at times because I did this once, and I'm scared because there was a saying, right, that once a tear, always a tear, I believe. So I'm really scared of that phrase. I don't want to be in that position again. I'm really scared. I know how it feels. And what if, you know, the experience I had, the excitement I had with another woman will, you know, will come back. So I'm just really scared. I don't want to hurt her again. So
your question
I just
is,
want to have
is the phrase once a cheater, always a cheater, a true statement? That's your question. Yes.
I don't really know. I'm not so sure myself. It just popped out of my mind.
Just so we have a conversation that we can come up with.
Yeah,
here,
do you have a
Ace?
Question around?
Because obviously, in the end, it's still a show, right? So let's have a conversation. Is your question once a cheater, always a cheater? Is that a true statement? That's
And if it is true, is there a definite way to avoid it or something? You know,
Okay. So let's take the question because I think that's the interesting part of this entire thing, right? Is that is a statement like that accurate in a show where we see a ton of cheating on this show? I'm sure it will pique the interest of everyone. So, Hemo, what do you think? Hey, Chopper, what do you think? Once a cheater, always a cheater? And the answer is no, of course not. In fact, the premise of the line already is not logically sound. I mean, let's just take out cheating and put something else. Once a fat person, always a fat person? No.
Oh.
Well, once a blank,
well,
always
a
blank?
One is
no.
a verb and one is an adjective. So you gotta pick another verb.
No, but what I'm saying is it's not logically sound to say anything in life that if you do it one time that you will always continue to do it.
Correct.
Anything. Okay? Yeah, yeah. Logically poor. Mm. So whether verb, noun, adjective, whatever the fuck.
I think
the actual premise of the statement is already wrong. And if a lot of you kind of live by that statement, then you're living a illogical kind of mindset, right? So is cheating one time something that you're worried you, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your husband, your wife, but the cheater himself? Dude, if the answer is fucking, of course not. In fact, you have all the control in the world over that. So if we're going by that, and I don't want to be too scientific or too literal about it, but I can be because it's coming from the source. Now, if you were the girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, or your girlfriend naging ex, tapos nagbalikan kayo, if she called the show and said, hey, Mo, once my boyfriend's cheating, is he going to do it again? Well, my answer is going to be slightly different, but only slightly. I would be like, well, what's the track record look like? Is he a habitual cheater? Tell me a little bit more about this cheating episode and let's see if we can make sense of it. Because in the end, I've said this 1,000 times through the years, we've all been touched by cheating somehow. Most of you have cheated at some point and most of you have been cheated upon or cheated on, right? Mm-hmm. I've cheated, Chopper's cheated, you've cheated. 99% of the people listening to the show have cheated, and 100% of you at least somehow have been cheated on. It is a part of life. In fact, it is one of those things that, you know, I think we were talking about this in the last episode or the one prior, where it's so difficult to not do it. It's so rare to not have it a part of your life. And human beings are built almost so perfectly to cheat. We're not penguins. We're not some of these other animals that when they find their partner, this is like this weird connection that this animal has with that. We're not one of those. So where am I getting at? I mean, you have all the control in the world to stop you when tempted, to not look when you find yourself looking, to not text back when she texts you, to not put your dick in her if the vagina is ready and willing. You have all the control in the world, Ace, to kind of answer your question.
So I think your fear around that line, or whether it's true or it's going to be you in the future, there's no ground for it. I guess once a cheater, always a cheater would probably make more sense if, like, okay, once you've cheated, right? I think it's more a label. You've cheated before. That's it. Now, are you a serial cheater? Like, I think that's your worry. You don't want to become like a serial cheater eventually. So you got to take a look back. And what it sounds to me like, you feel remorseful about what you've done before. So that's a good sign right there. Okay, well, you're remorseful. So, and then there's awareness. What have you learned from that experience of cheating, that, you know, that mistake, right? So there are also a lot of people that make mistakes, whether it's in relationships with your significant others or your family or your friends, right? And then we learn from it. So this is just, you know, to me, like,
usually the learning, babe, is learning what you lost along the way. Because the best,
well, he
the
hasn't
best
lost someone. So,
well, he did. You lost your girlfriend, remember? You said you just got back together. So you understand that that's the consequence of your action. So you learn from that. You learn that I'm not going to cheat because it has a corresponding fucked up shit that could happen to me.
That's a learning experience, guy. And I'm trying to tie it all together, right? So that his worry kind of go. And then after that, you're going to want to identify, okay, well, what for me now? And what for me now is not cheating, and what is it in our relationship, right? What are those grounds? Because I'm a physically nangyari sa inyo ng girl, but that's, you know, to you and your girlfriend, that's cheating, right? To others, maybe hindi, it depends, right? And how committed are you in this relationship? How much commitment, like, are you willing to give? If you're not willing to commit, don't stay in a relationship and go ahead and date around, right? If you assess it, but it sounds to me like you want to commit to your girlfriend. So that needs to stay like at the center of everything, especially, most especially when temptation is right there. Like when you're not getting the love or the attention or the communication that you're getting from your partner, how committed are you to work that out as opposed to giving up and finding that from someone else, right? Because that's what happened. But that takes a lot of work. And I know it sounds so boring, communication with your girlfriend, right? If it does come to that, like, do not withhold that. If there's something that you're not getting from your partner, and vice versa, right? If there's something that she's not getting from you that she would like to get from you in terms of being her partner in this lifetime.
And again, you know, a lot of that sometimes I tie in with age. 21 years old, and you, or you at least kind of still in your 20s, though, albeit later 20s, a lot of these kind of cheating mistakes happen in these years. I'm not saying that, you know, older people don't, because, I mean, you can see some womanizers that are well in their 50s, right? But you can tell the difference between the one time, the inexperienced versus the habitual. And I think that's where the phrase, once a cheater, always a cheater, does that start to become more true when it's already like hard-coded into the person's fucking personality? It's like part of their DNA even. Then you worry about that. And then, of course, you take into consideration what their life has looked like up to this point, that outside of the habitual, like what kind of family did they come from? All of these little things kind of give you a
narcissistic tendencies. Well, yung mga habitual cheaters.
Well, and it's not like the narcissism can go beyond cheating, right? It could be just sheer
just
love for
that.
Yourself. It's like just kind of blindingly in love with yourself. But the what was I going to say? I completely fucking forgot.
Look at their
risk factor. If we're going to use, without I'm looking so technical. But if you're going to put a percentage on what are the chances of this person, you, someone else, your girlfriend, what are the chances of them cheating? Well, you take every little bit of detail about them and you create your own risk percentage. And you're like, ooh, you know, this person is la, 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 la. I do it on the show all the time. I think you have a 70% chance of breaking up. I think you're going to break up in the next 6 months. I say that all the time. I'm taking all these little details that you're throwing out at me in a 15-minute phone call, and I'm calculating a percentage in my head what I think is going to succeed and what I think is going to fail. You can do that and play around with it.
That's exhausting. I wouldn't do that. Like, that's exhausting only.
But remember, you're dedicating years, though, babe, to your life. And I would rather incur, I don't care how exhausting it is. What's exhausting is is wasting 5 years of your life with somebody who's just going to fuck you in the end, or who has fucked you repeatedly, right? That's the worst thing.
The girlfriend should be doing the calculation, not him.
I don't care who's doing the calculation.
Okay, can I please? I and I didn't say Mo will. I wouldn't do that because it's just exhausting. It, to me, it sounds And just to go back to your question, Ace, it sounds like you're remorseful. It sounds like you really want to make this work. So I wouldn't worry about that phrase, once a cheater, always a cheater. And to avoid cheating again is really just avoiding temptation. It's hard. Like, as you know, I don't like to compare it this way, but I think, like, if you're on a diet and you really, really want to lose weight and your favorite meal, right, is right in front of you, like French toast and bacon, it's so hard to resist, right? You can just go, eh, bukas na lang ako magsistart ng diet, right? Kung nandun yung favorite mo sa harap. So, ganung analogy. It's like, but how committed are you to the diet? I know diet and relationships are very, very two different things, but I'm just trying to put it in a little bit more relatable, or maybe a different type of analogy para makita mo na parang you're really gonna have to fight the urge and temptation. And one of the tips that we've actually advised on the show is to even avoid putting you in that situation. If it means not being friendly friends with people of the opposite sex so that you can avoid that, or not having conversations with them without your wife, your girlfriend, I would do that. That's canceling or removing those loose ends and tying them up and knotting them and making sure that you can't, you know, nothing can go in, like, right? So tie up those
loose ends. But it comes off as very easier said than done thing when it comes to being buddy-buddy with the opposite sex. This guy met this girl that you quote-unquote cheated on.
I said not being buddy-buddy.
That's what I meant. Whatever. We're on the same page. Let's not complicate it for everybody else out there. They start getting irritated by us. Am I being buddy-buddy, or am I not being buddy-buddy for that matter, with this person is so hard to assess, because we almost always will clear ourselves of any wrongdoing. It's just innate in humans, right? I didn't do that. I'm not doing that. If you want to take the diet analogy, what's one more bite? What's one?
Don't take the one.
Well, I mean, because I think we've all been there, right? I think there have been instances where you think I'm talking to a girl in a manner that I think not at all is it flirtatious. And I feel that you're talking to certain coworkers in a way that has got them responding to your the stimuli that they're getting from you. And I'm like, see, it's so obvious. But you're like, no, it's not. I'm not doing anything. I'm like, you don't see it so clear. We go into this, you and I, right? Because so the advice of don't even put yourself in that situation is, what if you don't know you're in that situation? It takes another person. It takes your girlfriend, Ace, to tell you, hey, you're talking to that girl in a manner that's going to get us in trouble, because I could already foresee it.
I don't think you're there, though.
I know your flirtatious voice, Ace. This is your girlfriend speaking. I know what your lambing voice is. I know what your flirtatious voice is. I know what your pakul smooth guy moves are, because I've been there. And I see it. And you're like, well, fuck, I don't even know I'm doing it. Well, you see, it's really hard to make those kinds of assessments to yourself.
That's why you're going to limit those, like, avenues, right? Sa work, mahirap iwasan kung doon nangyayari at doon nagsiselos yung girlfriend mo, right? Where the trust lies. So it's not even a question of whether your girlfriend trusts you right now or not. She's giving you another chance. So she's really trying her best to trust you. The question is, Ace is the one that's scared that he's going to do it again. So I'm just telling him, like, for you to not do it again, outside of telling yourself you're committed and you won't do it again, what I would do is I would really try my best. It's not going to be perfect, right? I would try my best to not put myself in situations that temptations can walk into my life.
And they will be. And as Chopper said, you're not going to be 100% successful at it, because that would equate to perfection, but you will be. You will be in places where you're going to be tempted, A's. And I think we then revert to, well, what's at stake here? What's at stake? And I think that is truly the best deterrent, because if you and your girlfriend start to have a falling out, there's a good chance that you're going to cheat again. Not because you have cheating in your past, but because that's what humans do. They don't like, they're not inspired. Okay, someone else is inspiring them, whether it be right away in their face or whether it's a slow burn, where that coworker, in your case, just enough calling of you, just enough compliments, just enough, oh, talk to me. And you start to compound that call after call after call. Before you know it, you got a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, it's never really advisable to talk or get like to talk about your personal relationships with your coworkers because you just needed someone to hear you or lean on you, that's a no-no, really. That's a major no-no. That's one, that's immediately like, I'm opening my door, come to me if you wanna, you know, hook up, right? Never, ever, and I advise this ace, never, ever lean on your coworkers for when you're having relationship problems. When you're having relationship problems, the only way to fix it is really to talk to the person you're having the problem with. If the two of you cannot fix it together, talk to a third party, whether it's a therapist, your parents, or whoever. Not
us.
Or us, right? Instead of like, kasi mag-go open yun ng, di ba babe? Like,
I completely agree with you, and I hope you understand that I agree with you. I hope it sounds and registers in your head that I agree with you, but I also know that that's very hard to do.
It's hard.
We spend so much time.
Hard.
You acknowledge the existence of work boyfriend, work girlfriend, work husband, work family. I hear your coworkers talking about it all the time. So it goes beyond professionalism, and it starts to get into personal connection, chemistry, and all of that stuff. So we can sit here and talk about the black and white, but we understand that the world is indeed incredibly gray. And the workplace, you spend so much time with these people, you spend more time with these people than you do with your own partners and your own family. And before you know it, they are picking at you slowly, slowly, and slowly to get some of that ass. And I am telling you, that's why I say it all the time. Workplace is the most dangerous place if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
you guys have heard it 1,000 times because it's motherfucking true. And all I got to say, man, is understand what's at stake. I think that's the thing. We can go here in circles and give you rah, rah, rah life coach lines that Chopper and I are doing. But ultimately, it boils down to this. What am I going to lose when I fuck up? And you take your imagination and you go to the worst place, because when people are scorned this way, when people are fucked over this way, when people have been cheated on, because I've been cheated on and I've cheated, we've all done it, right? Everybody on this show right now has done it. And when you're a victim of it, it is a, man, I mean, my creativity can go out the window. And if you and I were boyfriend, ace, and you fucked me over and I found out, whatever you think the worst case scenario is, that's what it's going to be.
Or 10 times more than that.
Yeah, I know. It'll be better. But yeah. I'm just saying, whatever you have in your mind, you better believe that shit's going to come true and then some. So that's your deterrent, in my opinion. In real life, that's what it is. What do I lose?
And some people, you know, they look at that, what do I lose? Worst case scenario, it's worth it. I'm still going to cheat.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. But you could also break up and not have to deal with the trouble.
I know. Kung ganun, bakit pa mag-cheat?
Yeah, so that's why the deterrent is, that's like the best for me. In fact, I apologize that the solution is founded on or at least the foundation of the solution is negative. But that's what a deterrent sometimes has to be. A negative kind of notion that something's bad's going to happen to me if I do this. Right? If I don't wear my seatbelt, if I don't wear my mask, if I decide to get into this extreme activity, I could get fucked up. Well, yeah, same shit. When you start flirting with your fucking coworker, and when you start texting those messages, when you start having those unprofessional conversations, and that starts to lead something and something, it's going to get fucked up for you. There's no good at the end of that. And that's what I would say. You remind yourself. And again, this is a really broad conversation, right? We're not going into the details of your life, because cheating is a broad topic that a lot of people listening on the show right now, again, have been touched by. And this is our formula. And whether it works for you or it doesn't work for you, again, is so uniquely you, because so many people have been involved in it in some way or another. All right, brother?
Yep. Okay.
Just be scared of the bad news. Thanks for the call, Ace. Have a good day, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
enjoy.
You. You too.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Ace. Bye.
Oh, geez. Let's see here. Got a disconnect.
Better he doesn't sound the man that he's going to do it again.
Well, for now, until he starts to hate his girlfriend again. And
no,
then...
just basing on the other callers that we've had on the show that have cheated or whatnot, it's like, You know,
I don't know. So... I don't know. That's hard to say because I don't remember every single person who's called the show or even a majority or even
well, I
half,
hope he
right?
Doesn't. Yeah.
But
I,
just
I
speaking
it's...
from personal experience, right? When you cheat and then you get caught, but you're not ready to lose your girlfriend, you're going to be like, oh my God, you have all this energy to not do it again. Like, oh, fuck, man, I'm never going to do that again. Until you hate your girlfriend and then you're going to start cheating on her because now it's worth it. So that's and that goes for boyfriend, that goes for husbands, that goes for wives. You've heard it 1,000 times. Oh, why did you cheat on your husband? Well, we're unhappy. Okay, well, you could have broken up. Why the fuck did you cheat on him? You took the worst route, but that's because you're human. And a lot of humans do that. They look for band-aids. They look for quick fixes. They look for short inspiration. They look for things that can kind of supercharge them. But when you supercharge, you understand that there's a fall after that. And, you know, you just kind of assess, is it worth the problem? Is it worth the trouble?
Yeah.
And we've all been there. All of us have been there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have two calls. We'll go to two females. I believe one is in the Philippines. Oh, it's Swinger Hannah.
Oh,
our
nice.
Next caller. And then we'll go to the U.S. to wrap up tonight's episode. It is the AM minus the A on the podcast here, GTWM, episode 169. Back after this.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 10, episode 169. Of course, Angelic Copter is here. You can follow Chopper on Instagram, which is at Angelicopter.
Which is, like, speaking of 69, I'm like 200 followers away from having 69,000 followers on Instagram.
200?
Yeah.
Okay, let's fix that.
Because it's episode 169.
Yeah, so you can follow her so she can get to her coveted 69,000.
It was just an observation.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with wanting more followers on Instagram. So, hey, let's do it. Follow Chopper on Instagram. Get her to 69,000. I'm at 149th, but I never post. Oh my gosh, what's the last time I posted something on Instagram? I mean, you post every day. I mean,
no, really, it's not every day.
You post your workouts every day, babe.
It's a story, siguro, pero I think we need more actual Instagram feed.
I last posted something on Instagram, feed was November 6th. So we're working on, you know, over a month now.
When was mine?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Mine was on our anniversary, BTW.
Yeah.
November 22. So it's been a while. It's already December 7.
But maybe that'll be a New Year's resolution for me as we, because that's where it's, Instagram Reels. That's where the action's at right now, and I am just not doing any of it.
We're just too old for it.
I gotta get back on this Instagram horse here.
Any volunteers to help us create content so we can make money?
Speaking of making money and reaching out for followers and stuff, please donate to this podcast by going to anchor.fm/DJMoTwister. You can do it as little as 99 cents, and it's Christmas. Nice little Christmas gift. What are we?
Oh my God!
And by the way, Merry Christmas to everybody as we get closer to this.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And
I know
we're also,
it's still not normal. Still
well,
not,
yeah, but it's getting pretty close.
It's getting there.
I think I was reading a stat, and this was more maybe a US-based thing, obviously, with Black Friday being a very American thing, but there were more shopping sales this year in person than there have been in the past years because online has been so strong. Even pre-COVID, right? Online has been
strong.
The
online sales.
So, right. But anyway, the point is that in person is the big thing because I think people have been just kind of stuck up, right, for the past couple of years. And now that's a little bit safer to go out and about, then that's what people are doing. So,
and concerts. Like, you see artists now actually hold shows or concerts. Hindi pa naman tour. Although some are, like Ed Sheeran's going to have a tour, right?
Yeah.
Adele's going to have, like, she's had those private, like, smaller shows, like, in the US and UK for her celebrity friends plus. And she's going to have a residency here in Las Vegas and maybe a tour in Europe after that. Coldplay had some outdoor shows, like big name, big name concerts, diba?
Yeah, and again, it is also, of course, relative to what country you're in, or I mean, meaning what country or what regulations you have. I know Correct. That, like Canada, for example, now announced the other day that you can't go there unless you're vaccinated. Period. Just can't.
Germany and, too.
And New York, for all you New York listeners now, and the private sector has to be completely vaccinated as well. So the rules are changing as the days go by and the new variants and whatnot. So the world's obviously not all on the same page.
Correct. And there's a lot of fighting
country,
and stuff.
Country so let's, to country, so.
Let's not fight. Let's just believe in what we believe and let's not try to maybe...
Force. Or let's believe in what the science tells you.
Correct.
Whether you
but
don't believe
not,
it or not.
Yeah, and then like, okay, so people can take what science tells them, right? And then they can decide on what they want to do. And if, you know, if they decide the other way, then they are not in our bubble. You know, it's just one of those things maybe, but let's not fight over it. Kasi parang ang daming division out of that. And like, we can argue our thoughts or like, share our opinions without having to be very disrespectful.
I agree. And again, we've talked about that a lot. We've talked about that in both, say, the COVID realm as well as the political realm. We've got the election coming up in a half a year. So there's going to be a lot of that kind of online bickering, in-person bickering. There are going to be fights. There are going to be breakups. And you can, again, break up with your friends over stuff like this.
Yeah, it's super valid.
It's super, yeah, totally. Whether it be, again, vaccinations, COVID deniers, or Bong Bong Marcus followers. Whatever, you can completely break up with these motherfuckers if you want to. All right, let's take our next call. I introduce her the same every time she calls because she deserves it. Swinger Hannah has been the most loyal caller of the show through the entire ordeal. I mean, as wild and crazy as your calls have been, we're all familiar with Hannah's voice and familiar with her life and some of the life choices that she's made. Hannah, last time you called the show, it's probably been a couple of months. Let's see. You were banging your... Not a teacher. You were banging somebody who was helping you with your homework. You're exchanging sexual favors for help with homework with a lawyer, right?
Right.
All right. Hey. Well, how's that coming along? Are your grades better?
Yeah, of course. Actually, like 2 weekends ago, he contacted me.
Babe in Pekpek.
Oh my gosh, babe.
What am I? That's the reality. She's banging a guy so he could help her with her homework. How is that not paid in Pekpek? That's paid in Pekpek. It's just, that's what it is. Are you
Actually,
still?
It's been quite a long time now. The last time I had sex with him last May.
May. Okay. All right. But does he still help you with the homework?
Sometimes when I ask.
Mm-hmm. Does he ask for a BJ in return?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, of course he does. And it's finals week, I believe, because I know Dora's got finals week right now for
Oh my God. Okay, Hannah, why are you calling?
Just saying, now's the time, right, if anything. Yeah, but why are you calling, Hannah?
Because 2 weekends ago, he contacted me.
Oh, same guy. Huh? Okay, we're still talking about him. Go ahead.
Yeah. He offered me a job as a paralegal in his law in his law firm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of course he does. But you fuck him in the office anyway, though, right?
Again?
You fuck him in the office.
I have not yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you guys were doing. Okay, fair enough. So he offered you a job.
Wait, is this guy married or anything? Or wala na masabi to?
Okay, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. He recently got married last June.
No, congratulations.
And I didn't know he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. But that's really not the worst part of this. Oddly enough, him... Okay. Cheating on his girlfriend with you isn't the worst part.
What's the worst part? Okay, I can't.
Well, you're trying to get ahead by fucking somebody is the worst part of this, because that's worse.
Oh, okay. Well, she hasn't accepted a job. She's just saying that he offered the job. I thought there's more to the story. And then is the question: should you accept the job?
I'm,
or not?
I'm almost certain that's what the question is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hell no! Like, no. For so many reasons, I wouldn't accept the job because of that.
Yeah.
He's married. The feminist in me refuses to allow you to accept the job because it's so hard to get ahead without men, and not all men, but men or other, even sometimes even female, think that you got that job because you slept your way up, or because you're pretty, or because your boss likes you and hopes to sleep with you. So, no. Sorry. Makes I got mental.
I know, but babe, if I may call a little hypocrisy out on you, when there are gay guys who have power around businesses that I am involved in industries, you encourage me to
I
go
don't
to their
encourage
house.
You. That was a joke.
Okay, I'm just
You're taking
asking.
It out of context.
No, that's not content. I'm not.
Someone in his HR that.
I would not if I were you. But my, because I can then start saying about, and then, you know, how it's pretty detrimental. But
no, yeah, but it was a joke. It's nothing serious. I would never encourage you to do that. Like, because I never have, never will, and never will I ever expect our kids or our friends or encourage them to do that.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. Because here's the thing, right? When you're out there in this race in life, and you're that type of person who likes getting hooked up. You know, you like, oh, baka may discount ako dito, baka ganito ako dito, by just kind of charismatically getting through things. If you're that kind of person, that's the ones I worry about. Looking for an opening and trying to take it by all means necessary, trying to get your goal by any means necessary. If you're that type of person, Hannah, then, you know, that's kind of, you're in a bit of a dangerous situation, because when he asks you to come aboard, you have to know he's going to want some ass.
Oh, may kapalit yun, Hannah. Like,
yeah.
He's going to want some ass. And you're going to find that in the legal, in this kind of industry.
Yeah. Oh
my you're going to find a lot of that, because you're dealing with a lot of alpha people. And when you deal with a lot of alpha people, it can get pretty fucking ugly. Okay. So, but see, the thing is, you're already banging him. What are your reservations? Like, why are we even at a crossroads? Because you're supposed to, as Chopper said, say no, but you haven't.
Well, and she also found out na married na siya.
Well, no, but you're supposed to decline 2 weeks ago. We're not still at a decline. That's my point. Why are we still here?
Bakit pala kinoconsider?
Is what I'm saying, babe.
But hindi naging instant no. Yun ang tinatanong mo.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was trying to get to, is why are we here on this call, Hannah?
Anong kinoconsider mo, Hannah?
Kasi I believe it would be a good experience for me.
There you go.
Pero may kapalit yun, hindi yun para legal professional experience lang eh. Mahirap i-separate yun eh.
But she's in but you have a kapalit relationship involving sex and legal advice with this guy,
no,
right?
No, because since May is the last time they last slept, and she said she just found out that in July, the guy got married. So she actually has not been the kabit, you know?
No, babe, but the kabit is the second thing, as I said. Again, this is my opinion. And the feminist in you should probably agree with me.
I agree with that. That's what I preach. I said no to that. I'm just
answering
what she said. Yung kinoconsider niya kasi for her career, it's gonna be good. And I said no kasi may kapalit yun. Plus, also, the number one reason that I gave, which is feminism, right?
I'm confused. Anyway, let me finish. You've given up sex to get something from this guy for what? How many years now? Is it 2 years? 1 year? 2 years? It's been a while. I mean, you've been calling about this fucker for some time now.
Yeah.
So you have
met
been
him 2018.
Okay, yeah. So you've been fucking him for quite some time for in exchange for goods. You're not fucking him for free. He has been. In fact, he was the one, I believe, if I recall, that made kind of the verbal contract of, okay, I'll help you. You got to fuck me. So you've been there. You've done that. You have no problem with doing that.
Yeah.
I don't understand if the reason why you haven't said no yet in these past 2 weeks is because it has, in fact, worked for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, actual labor work instead. I mean, not sexual work, but sorry, Hannah, but actual work. Hold on. Actually, parang to me ngayon, since Mo gave that, you know, summary of history with this guy since 2018. I'm actually surprised you didn't say yes right away instead of you not saying no.
Right, right. And that's why. Why are we at the crossroads, Hannah? What's stopping you from accepting this offer?
To be honest, I'd accept it if he's not married. Kaya lang, kasi nagulat talaga ako na, ay putang ina, may girlfriend.
Have you fucked married men before?
Again?
Have you fucked married men before?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So there is a morality there for
you. Salamat naman, Hannah.
There is, right? That is a stop sign.
Of course, meron naman.
Well, no, that's
no,
fine.
No, 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 because yung iba talaga wala. I'm so happy to hear that there is, right? Like, kasi you may... I mean, you've listened to the show.
Yes.
So you know the colors that we get.
Yeah, there's some people that don't give a shit, right? And that's fine. I'm just wanting to know what your parameters are. Like, right? What's your stop sign? And if him being married is it, then yes, that should be the answer to this problem.
Yep.
You're not going to accept it because you understand that if you accept it, he's going to ask for sex because he's asked for sex from you even when he had a fiancé the entire time. Now, a fiancé that he didn't tell you about. So... it should come to no surprise that if you accept this offer, you're going to be requested for some sex.
And it's
going
to be very difficult for you professionally. I know you're trying to kind of like weigh professionally. This work experience is going to be good for me, but you're going to be labeled as that person because everyone's going to know in the office, whether you hide it pretty well or not, that you're sleeping with that guy. Okay? Yeah. Because it's going to be known. Some way, somehow, it's going to be known. And you don't want... your professional, like you don't want to be that person professionally too, right? Because if I don't, I don't know. Like
that's like again, that's a considerable worry, sweetheart. But that's not my number one, number two, number three, number four.
No, it's just to
worry.
Address her, maybe like when she's considering. Baka kasi it's good for my career. Kung nagdududa ka pa doon, wag na. But your reason for not doing it because married siya and alam mo he's gonna ask for something. Perfect, great. Yeah. That's the perfect reason.
But moving forward, okay, so we can start to get control of our life, Hannah. I don't care if he's married. I don't care if he's single. I don't really give a shit. It's the mentality of, kailangan ko ng discount, kailangan ko ng hook up.
I use my body to get ahead.
Exactly.
On. Yeah, don't do that.
That's my problem.
Don't do that.
And it's a dangerous... And culturally, we do it. We ask for freebies all the time.
All those TikToks... It's funny because it's so true. Kasi mga TikTok videos ngayon, yung mga tita sa mga store and then may salesperson tapos Filipino, oh, you're Filipino, give me discount, give me this, yung ganon.
We are like this. We're like this
at
home.
This is our culture.
This is we're like this. Choppers like this. We're not going to pay full price for fucking anything.
I know.
Okay? Ever. We will use every discount code we know that we are not a part of. And we will use it, okay? We were trying to book hotels yesterday as if we were related to the person who actually works it. We're not. And we do that. So you're not the only one. It's very ingrained.
It's ingrained in our culture.
So I want you to, as much as possible, I want Chopper to minimize that a little bit as well. The whole,
oh my God, that's... Yeah,
no, I really do.
Babe, can you check with your brand new hotel?
No, I'm talking about the whole getting by in life. Like...
The getting by in life.
Hey, go to that guy, gay guy's house, even though it's a joke like that. I want to minimize that.
I don't even
if we joke around about it, it is who we are.
Yeah, it makes it kind of acceptable. Totoo yan, babe. And that's true that you pointed it out. I will try my best to not joke about it because that's... Totoo yun eh, kasi the more that you joke about it, parang it makes it more acceptable. Like,
no, I'm worried you're doing it to get by.
I
know. And that's the thing is because we're so zoned in
on discounts and
freebies.
Every
time you see something, babe, you go, can you buy this for me? I'm like, what are you fucking buying? You make more money than I do. Like, why am I buying it?
It's so automatic. I'm just wanting you to buy it for me, but I can
afford it.
Okay.
You out-earn me by... tens of thousands of US dollars, not a little bit. And it's still this, oh, can you buy me this Chanel thing? Me? How the fuck am I gonna buy that?
Swinger Hannah, alam mo, ang sarap kasi nung feeling na pinaghirapan.
Yeah.
I don't know, kesa sa itinawid ng ibang tao para sa'yo.
Yeah.
Hindi totoo naman. Alam mo, babe, alam mo naman yan, when we started here in the US, oh my God, yung, like, we had to start, like, well, you know, me, like, yung sweldo, just ko, nakakahiya talaga. Ang hirap talaga itawid ng sweldo ko. Pero, like, little by little.
I am talking about your sweldo anymore. I'm talking about just in general, right? The whole shortcuts, discounts.
Yeah. Iba naman yung sa shopping. Ikaw naman, babe.
I don't think it's that different. I think if you're the tita at Green
I will
Hills,
be the tita.
Hold on. Can I fucking finish a sentence tonight? If you're the tita in Green Hills who haggles, well, magkano po yan, yung sapatos na yan? Ah, ma'am, 500. 20 na lang. If you're that, you will take offers like this guy's offering you because it's ingrained.
No.
I don't know. I think
getting a discount.
I think hookup culture. I don't mean that in the sexual.
Getting
manner.
A discount is different from getting a hookup. Okay, getting a discount is just making sure you get the best price for what you're buying. Getting a hookup is you don't want to buy. Just get me that shit. You know.
I don't think they're that far apart.
They're very far apart.
I don't think very. I think you may be
they're
right.
They're in the vicinity of, but very far apart. Just because.
What
you
the
wanted...
fuck is? How does that make sense? How are they in the vicinity but very far apart?
Must have get Hannah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. I know Hannah gets what I'm fucking saying. Is that when you're the type of person that wants hookups? Now hookups doesn't mean free. It could be I got hooked up with a 50% discount. I got hooked up with the 75%. That's the hookup. If you're that kind of person that really likes that shit, then you better be careful with offers that this guy's giving on you. Because you said this phrase, it's good for my career. You're in law school, bitch.
Oh.
Law school period is good for your career.
Hindi mo kailangan ng hookup dyan.
But you've been fucking a guy for homework already. So all I'm saying is... I'm not surprised that we're here still deciding 2 weeks later after a married man has offered you a job. It takes 2 weeks to decide and we don't even know if you're going to say
kinda,
no.
I'm very surprised that she hasn't said yes. So I'm really rooting for you, Hannah, to say no.
Yeah, but at the same time, just to kind of finish the balance of that statement, why haven't you said no? And you said, well, it's really good for my career. Oh, Tita wants the shoes for $20.
Yeah.
Okay? Can't have that.
Bakit hindi naman siya binibigyan ng 20% ng $20 or whatever discount?
No, he's giving her a lucrative job, one that she whether or not can actually do
babe,
it.
It's hard to understand the titas of Manila's if you're not one, right? The titas of Manila's, like when they ask for a discount, they're not willing to give something in return. They feel very entitled to get that discount.
No. What I'm saying is if you're that, which we all are bilang Pilipino, right? Mm-hmm. Oy, pa-arbo naman yung sapatos mo, pa-arbo naman yung cap mo, putang ina mo. What the fuck? I'm giving you this. Fuck you. Fuck off. If you are the type, which many of us are, constantly looking for freebies. It's ingrained in our, what is this? Well, you know, when one country takes over another one, what's that? Colonial mentality where like, oh, people come in and just take shit and we sit here begging from them. Oh, Americans, please give us this. Oh, fucking, we still do it now. Oh, hey, can we get some vaccines? Yeah. Please, I need some vaccines. Help me. Fucking, we do it.
It's in our
forever
culture, yeah.
And it spills over to our consumerism. It spills over to getting jobs, Hannah. It spills over.
So Hannah.
Stop with the freebie culture. And more importantly, stop with, I'm going to fuck this guy because he's going to give me a job.
Yes.
Because yes, there are tons of bad news that Chopper has enumerated. Everything from your reputation at the bottom of my list. To all the way to the top, which is you're now selling your body for favors. And then number two is he is married, yes. But that, trust me, that is not in the vicinity of one and two. To me, selling your body, having sex, fucking your way to the top is way worse than being a chabit, in my opinion. Because that's soul crushing. The chabit thing is like, oh yeah, I mean, fuck this guy, fuck her. Whatever. That's just, you know, if you don't care about that, that's fine. But fucking your way to the top, bad, bad, bad. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Because you can make it on your own. Like, without sleeping your way to the top. And you'll have your family and your friends support in terms of like, okay, you know, helping you with your career. Pero hindi yung... Okay. Easy come, easy go. Sa totoo lang.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay? Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
I hope.
Hannah, I'm rooting for you. Send it next time because, like, your swinger, Hannah, it's more like, okay, I'm, you know, dating and madami akong kasex na walang asawa and stuff and it's not for career type of call.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm convinced that the next time we hear from you, it's going to be a different guy and some crazy ass issue regarding the guy. But
and
at least let's close the chapter on this guy.
Remember we had, like, oh my gosh, a few episodes ago, this couple that they were trying, maybe they're going to consider swinging or stuff. Hannah could have given an advice there.
Well, what am I going to call Hannah?
These
people are in their 20s. Hannah, you're in your 30s. You've given up that life already because you know, it's young people.
At least wisdom.
No. Why are we going to give advice on swinging? They're married. I mean, like, again, we're now swimming in the hypocritical pool where we were supposed to, like, the sanctity of marriage and this
were
and this
they
and
married?
That.
You didn't even boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, if you're swinging, you're in a relationship, you're married. They're married. They have a kid.
Married on, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, my kid. Yeah. That's why we said no. Right.
So swinging is dangerous, but hey, again, who are we to tell you how to live?
Well, swinging is always in a relationship because you're switching partners.
What's
right?
The point of this conversation?
No, because you said they're married, they're boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
No, I don't care. I don't think they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Hindi ka pwedeng mag-swing kung wala kang partner. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-swing kung single ka.
Right. It doesn't change, though, that it's weird. Then
na-confuse ako slight. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Hannah, have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Ah, jeez.
In show business, babe, a lot of people have slept their way through the top.
Yeah. Fuck. I never got that offer.
Impossible.
No, why would I get the offer? I'm not a... Matinee idols get that offer, not me.
No, but you're so, like, you know, to me, you're super charming and good looking and...
I know, but I'm not poor.
You weren't poor, so he...
like, I don't need to fuck a gay director.
No, it's not whether you decide to take it or not. Wala ka talagang naging offer, kahit
konti. First of all, yeah, I mean, this
being
has been an...
Being in show business for so long, impossible.
Okay, just oddly enough that you're my wife and I spend every day with you, but yet you don't know the rhetoric that's been coming out of my mouth for 20 years. I am obscenely offended that I have not had one gay benefactor offer in my life. I'm famous.
I've asked you this.
I'm popular.
I've asked you this before, and I hope he doesn't get offended. Kahit si Sweet, kasi ang close-close niya.
I told everybody.
Kahit si John Lapos never
again,
offered you money for a blowjob.
Again, I know it's exciting for you, but I've told the story 1,000 times. So,
ang dami kasi, di ba?
Yeah.
Dami opportunities.
What, having a gay friend who's touchy-feely is different from fucking my way to the top.
Like, no, I mean, like, I didn't, not that I would think you would, but you're saying you've never gotten an offer, not once.
Never. That's a kid, babe.
I'm so surprised too. I'm also kind of disappointed.
All of
in
our
that.
Listeners know this because I've talked about it 1,000 times. I am offended that I've never gotten one single offer for being
I don't know.
Because I'm not mad at the idol. They don't want to fuck me.
Talaga?
Yeah, of
but
course.
Why, like, bakit, like, why would they then offer, like, non-matching
I look
idol?
Like a dancer.
No.
I'm talking about, like, on Eat Bulagay, you know, those guys in the background. That, like, that's what I look like, eh?
Yeah.
And I'm not poor. So I don't, like, gay guys don't come up to me because they're like, oh, that's about, he's got fucking money. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I do. So don't knock on my door.
So bakit ka disappointed if you like had that like don't knock on my door wall?
No. I guess you're maybe not following because you're energetic and maybe you're not following. That's what they think of me.
But
they
do you think that during that time or no? Did you want to project that during your time? Like, okay, don't fuck with me.
Well, no, Nina because man. Listen, I mean, sorry, I know this lacks any humility, but I am not poor. I'm very intelligent. I am dangerous. I've built my career around being dangerous. Meaning, you come up to me, I'm going to tell the world about it. So, all of that is a deterrent. Mm. Now, when I joke around and say I'm obscenely offended that no one has given me one gay benefactor, that's a joke because I have no interest in man ass and I have no interest in getting my dick sucked by a guy. And that a lot of that has to do with, guess what? Me not being poor.
Mo won't even sit super right next to a guy on a couch, like for
yeah. I'm like, a fucking straight dude.
Because I remember sa couch here at home, we had Pico who was also yeah, like yeah. the staff in bag. Because I go, "Mahal layo niyo sa isa't isa," and you were like, "It's the dick zone." Like,
no, because we're straight guys.
We're now, straight
it,
guys.
It doesn't make me homophobic because again, I have very gay friends yeah. like Sweet, and I'll go out drinking with Sweet. Well, I mean, obviously I don't drink, but I watch him drink, and he gets touchy feely. He's like, but he's drunk, and girls do that too. If I go out drinking, at least when I would go out with girls too, when they get drunk, they get touchy feely. That's what you do with the opposite sex. You get touchy feely when you're drunk. Gay guy, girl, doesn't matter. But I'm not fucking that girl. I'm not fucking Sweet. And if I was gonna fuck one of them, it would definitely be the girl because I don't want man ass. So to wrap that whole up, I have not been offered anything because people know I don't need what you're offering. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. But it would have been nice if I even just wanted to hear what the numbers were.
To know what your rent rate
my,
is.
Yeah, I want to know my...
Your market value.
Yeah, I just want to know how much I'm worth in the open resale market.
Resale. Pre-loved.
Yeah, I want to be like, okay, you really? Okay, I'm worth that much.
But who is, in your, like, maybe having those conversations with, you know, our gay entertainment professionals, who is there in terms of, since we're talking about pre-love, marketing, their holy grail, like...
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore because obviously...
Before,
you know,
during that time, like...
I mean, Piolo, but it's... you know this.
Si Piolo din. No, I'm wondering because maybe the girls have different tastes. Like,
no, of course not. Why would the girls have... Like, remember, it's not just a good-looking guy.
No,
it's
I never was into...
The guy.
I was never into Piolo. Like, I
know, but you understand he is the single, like... industry leader, right? We know this.
Parang he doesn't age.
We can say that now about Zac Efron. We could have said that years ago about DiCaprio. We could say that now about Timothée Chalamet. We can do that, and we can know who the major players are, and those are the ones everybody wants.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder who it is today.
And I was famous enough, I think, to be one, but I'm not poor.
Gets ko yung like sa Piolo levels and DJ Mo Twister. Oh, malayo nga.
Yeah, but no. See, here's what you're missing out. Well, insulting as that line is, we're talking about I am good looking enough to be offered something. Now,
babe,
it's not going to be.
No, you're plenty good looking. No, I
finish
agree.
One time. I am good looking enough, but they're going to offer me 1.5. They offer Piolo 1.5. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get the 1.5. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Assaulted, obscenely offended.
Well, let's change that. Let's get some offers, guys.
See, this is the chopper I'm talking about. See, anything to get ahead.
I just want to know, like, DM me on Instagram. What is, right?
You're talking about 44-year-old market value. I'm talking about prime.
Prime. Hindi yung today Mo Twister. Yeah. So sinasabi niya prime, which is like...
I don't know, 30.
30. That 28. Was when we were living in New York. That's your prime.
That's not my prime. Of course not, that's my prime. I'm talking about, like, you know, 4 TV shows, radio shows, like,
oh, you
clearly
mean,
cut
oh, you
above.
Mean in terms,
I mean,
of, like, business, too. Like,
well,
not
yeah.
Just
well, that's why I'm marketable at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, yung my IMO ha, my morning
yeah,
show.
Yeah, 4 TV shows. Like, I mean, come on. Yeah. Who's got that?
My asa.
Can I get a 1.5, please?
1.5.
Good God.
Magkano niyo babayaran yon?
Speaking of money, let's take our next call. I think she's got a money question. Ooh. Here we go. Action. We're talking to Abby, who is 25 years old, very young, in shitty Sacramento. I'm kidding, Abby.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Off air, we were saying how shitty Sacramento is. It's not shitty. I mean, you have the Kings. You have an NBA team. We don't have an NBA team. You have an NBA team. So that's...
Sacramento has nothing to offer other than it's the capital of California. That's it.
You have an NBA team. That That's awesome. We here in Vegas do not have one.
I don't think she cares, babe. Like,
no.
On the NBA
I didn't say you cared. You said we have nothing to offer. You have an NBA team. That is massive. And you have Yosemite or what?
No.
The Yellowstone?
No, not even.
No, you have Yellowstone.
Yosemite is like 3 hours away from Sacramento, so.
Well, that's pretty spectacular. Really? I thought it was like, didn't you have Yosemite? One of them? Is it which one is the near one? Is it Yosemite, the Half Dome? Where is that?
No, it's still, yeah, that's Yosemite. Lake Tahoe is the one that's kind of nearby.
That's right.
It's like
you guys
2 hours.
Yeah. Dude, but still, that's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. To have Yosemite like 3 hours away is fucking badass.
I don't know. The only problem,
like Sacramento's hot
well,
in the summer.
Well, it's subjective, right? In terms of what you have to offer, unless you have like a really, really booming economy that feeds your
Well, everything's
nation.
Subjective. People say they hate New York. You're like, that's subjective. But like,
no.
The best city
you
in
can
the world.
Hate New York, but it really is up there. Like, one can hate the New York, but you can still argue with that person that hates New York that, well, they have a lot to offer when we're talking about to offer.
Right. And what I'm saying is I can find value in an NBA team. Well, again, subjectively, I can find a value in the fact that you have an NBA team. You've got a national park. In fact, the primo national park of the United States. That's 3 hours away. You've got Lake Tahoe and you have San Francisco that's down the street. I think that's pretty good. What's shit about Sacramento is the weather sucks. It's always kind of,
yeah,
it's always awful. And it's always just kind of that shitty stepbrother of San Francisco, which, of course.
Do you have your own international airport, at least?
Yes, yeah, I think so. SMF, yeah.
Okay.
And
San Francisco, if you want fun, just go to San Francisco, down the street. But again, yeah.
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
Like how many hours?
What, hour and a half, 2 hours? Right?
Oh!
Not even?
An hour and a half and, 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah,
hour and a half going along traffic.
Yeah, like, but no, it sounded almost like it's an hour and a half with traffic. Probably like an hour if you're speeding. But yeah, dude, San Francisco down the street is a fucking amazing city. It's not that bad, Abby, is all I'm saying. Before the both of you trash it.
Yeah,
I didn't trash it. I have no clue what Sacramento has to offer. And off air, that's what I asked. Like, hey, have we been to Sacramento? Have we ever? And you, Mohan.
And I said, dear God, no.
We would never go there.
Yeah, we would never go there. We would never go there. There's nothing there.
Before I get canceled in Sacramento. But anyway, Abby, what's up? Why are you calling?
Hi, Chopper. Okay, so I am calling in regards to the recent decision that I just made. About a month ago, I quit my job, my full-time job, and I have been getting a lot of judgments because of it. But I keep telling people that the sole purpose of me working was because of money. But now that I have it, why do I have to work?
How did you get the money and quit your job? I don't know.
So well, let me. I think it's.
I know.
I think we have
crazy.
To. Okay, we have to establish this though before.
Okay.
And I hate to cut you off, but it's like the story can't continue without me asking this. Do you consider yourself retired, or you just quit your job? Like that's everything. Here.
That's the thing. I can't say that I'm retired because I'm still doing something on the side. It's just not full time. It's not like the traditional.
What are you doing on the
work.
Side? What are you doing on the side?
So I'm doing crypto. So that's how I got the money.
Oh, you got rich. So how rich did you get with crypto this past? Because you're 25 years old. Because listen,
yes.
Not to preempt your story or anything like that, but when you tell, and I'm assuming it's your family that's very critical of you because you're Filipino, no? It's your family that's going to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you retired or quit working at 25. Mm-hmm. There's going to be bells ringing everywhere. In fact, Abby, I'm going to ring that bell too because I think that's to say that you're not going to work anymore at 25 is dangerous. Now,
it's super dangerous.
If you wow me and go, but Mo, it's crypto. I'm like, okay, well, how much did you make? Oh, $25 million. I'm like, okay, we're good. Yeah, you can quit. So that's now the next big question. Pun intended, the $1 million question.
So two things.
How much money did you make from crypto that propelled
okay,
you?
Okay, so let's just put it this way. I am closer to being a billionaire than being broke.
No. I need to know how much you have.
That makes no sense to me.
Closer to being a billionaire, does it make sense? How liquid are you today?
It's going to be in the millions because it's going to be what, 100 million?
Yeah, so I am. Yeah, so it's in the millions. So that's the thing. That's another frustrating thing about me letting people, well, because they ask me. It's not like I'm letting everyone know that, hey, I quit. That's the most frustrating part of it because people are asking, okay, so are you still working at this job? And I tell them, no, I don't do that anymore. And they're like, why? That's such a good job. Why would you leave it?
What job did you leave, if I may?
I used to work for the state of California.
Okay, let's say what was your salary per year?
Per year was only like 50,000.
Okay, so you quit that because mm-hmm. you've made, and give me the number, please.
What I is, need I the mean, number.
Well, we don't really need it, but there's no need to just kind of shy away. No, if you made 100 million, wait,
babe,
fuck yeah,
because when
good
you say
you.
Millions, it could be 2 million and
exactly,
then 100
right.
million.
Yeah. And my,
it's, yeah, it, 100 million. Well, I'm not saying I have that in my bank, but, you know, I don't put my eggs in one basket.
Right,
but,
right,
yeah.
right, right.
No, no,
you're,
no, no,
you're
no,
worth
no,
100,
no, 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 no,
you're worth
no,
100
wait.
Million.
I need to know how liquid you are, not investments. How much do you have today that you have access to, not necessarily to sell so you can make mm-hmm. money from, but how much do you have today?
I have $10 million.
Okay
and I'm taking a different stand than Chopper. I think your cash, which is amazing, the 10 million, but your ability to get cash if you needed to in a mm-hmm. matter of an hour can go from 10 million liquid to 100 million easy. That's the way
no,
the world works.
I so, super acknowledge that, and that's key, but I just want to know how liquid it is because it helps. Like, are you liquid, like 50,000 liquid, but can get to 100 million today is different from 10 million liquid and get to 100 million today as well.
No, so and I wanted the answer too, but just so that it's not like, okay, the cash is everything in your little thing gig you got going. So, Abby, who's giving you shit?
A what?
Who's giving you shit?
For quitting your job.
Well, it's mostly my aunts because you know how Thanksgiving family gathering. So they started asking about that shit. You know, they're like, so you're still working for the state. How's it going for you? You know, I fucking hated working there because okay. I worked for EDD. You probably heard of it. Unemployment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
yeah.
You guys
so
are the big stars
in
the past few years. Yeah.
Horrible.
Right.
Horrible. It was, yeah, it was not fun. I hated it. And then, yeah, then I told them that I quit. I don't work for the state anymore. And they're like, why?
Okay. Sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut you off because the conversation changes when they know you have $100 million. Do they know you have $100 million?
No, I just tell them that I am good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Okay,
cause
that's why. That's why.
Because I don't want to brag it to them that
I get it.
I have
you don't
much,
even want to brag it to us. So it took us to really to pull teeth and we're less threatening than your titas. So I get why you don't want to say it. But here's the thing, Abby. And I think your question revolves around the nuisance that they are, not did you make the right business choice? Because
yes.
clearly you did.
Yeah.
Right? It's how do I deal with my fucking titas? Okay. The reason
that's so funny.
Understand this. The reason why they're doing that is the same reason we would do it if you told us the number was 100,000 US. Is that we don't know how much money you have. And the moment we are armed with that information, the questions change.
Yeah, but they're, so, it's none of their business.
Well, no, I know, but no, that's not the point. The point is, how do I deal with my fucking titas?
Don't,
and I'm telling you, well, you have to understand that they will worry about you because that's what it is. They will worry about you because they don't know how much money
that's
you have.
That's what I was, yeah.
We would
was
worry about
too.
You. We yeah, thought
I was
at
like,
25 that that's a bad
how
idea.
Much I have, or are they just concerned?
They're concerned.
They're both. They're both. If it's a Adidas of Manilas, they want to know how much you have. They're slightly concerned, but really, it's the first one. They want to know how much you really have.
No. I know. I agree a little bit, but it comes from a place of concern because we would have said the same thing. And I don't care about you, okay, Abby? I really don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would be concerned for you even not caring about you. I would be concerned, but I wanted to know how
no,
much
but
money
we don't
had.
Get anything out of it. That's why we're more concerned that we than we than
yeah,
than
but
her.
Trust me, I will guarantee without any proof that they have no idea that you're worth 100 million.
They have no idea, but they want to know because nga, they're titas of Manilas. They want
to
know.
That titas of Manilas, by the way, that phrase is gone. Like, man, we have to come up with them. Like, that's so gas already.
Well, she said titas.
Right. Okay. But my thing here is this, and this is, I can't believe this will even get to a debate level. They're concerned about you. They are your family. Your siblings will be concerned. Your parents will be concerned up until they know the truth. Okay. Now, do you tell them the truth is the question? The answer is no. Do you tell them the answer you gave them, which is I'm good? I love that answer. And if they badger you for any numbers the way we have, then yeah, hold your ground. Come up with a fake number if you want. But understand that, Abby, you're going to start living large soon. So you quit your job. You're 25 years old. You got $100 million net worth. And you're going to now buy a Ferrari. maybe. You're going to move out of shitty Sacramento, likely, and they're going to start putting those figures together. They're going to start doing the mansion math. And they're going to start doing the Lamborghini math and all of that stuff.
And then they're going to start thinking, oh my God, who are you sleeping with to get all this money?
Or no, they're going to go, you won the lotto because they're old and they don't understand crypto.
It's all same. So
the lotto is probably the best and most relatable reality here. And we've all done this, Abby. We've all done this question. If we win the lotto, will we still work? And many of us answer with yes. Doing something I enjoy, and because you're 25 years old, I'm going to say that that's what's going to happen to you in the next couple of years. Because even if you have money that you cannot even spend anymore, like it's too much to spend, you're too young to be bored. So for now, as you quit your job, when did you quit your job?
Just a month ago.
Okay, so a month ago.
Actually, October.
Right.
October.
Take a year or two off, okay? And enjoy, you deserve it, but I promise you it will get old and then you're going to get another job or you're going to get into a business that you're going to manage and you're going to do all of that. That will come for you because you're way too young.
Yeah. Secure, you know, and you probably have thought about this already. Purchase a home, secure yourself, like put a roof above your head, you know, get some sort of get some sort of insurance that would financially kind of back you up. In the future, and then go be responsible and take a year off and then find something that you want to do, whether it's philanthropy or maybe still in business or maybe advising and coaching people on like how to invest, right? I know shit about cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that advice is really good. Like, I've never gotten that advice from my family, from my titas, you know?
Yeah, because they don't know, though.
They don't know.
Abby, they don't know.
But it's okay that they don't know. I would, you know, maybe at least consider letting your parents know, right? In your siblings.
Oh, they already know.
Yeah.
They're very supportive of it. It's just
that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Your immediate family.
You know, I've said this question, right? If you win the lotto. So we've all done this conversation with ourselves. If we win the lotto, what do? Do we A, quit our jobs? Everybody says yes, but then you'll probably come back because you could be bored. Number two is, who do I tell? That's always like the number two thing. How far do I run? Because you know they're going to come after you, right? Which is weird because right now they're concerned about Abby and then they're going to want Abby when they get some of the truth. And they're going to get the truth. You can't hide it forever.
I'm not saying all titas, but there's going to be some because, you know, that's in our culture. Again, like with the last call, like in our culture.
Right. And it's in our culture to ask you for a donation to this podcast since I'm now saving you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay? Yes.
But no, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you. Abby, listen. If I were you, let's just play the if I were you game, okay? If I were you and I was 25 years old, I'm running from Sacramento. I'm running from San Francisco.
I was going to say,
I'm running from the West Coast.
But I don't want it. I don't like the spotlight. So I just want to blend in. That's
why running is the way to go.
This is what you're going to do, Abby.
Hold on. Can I finish? Okay, because I have not gotten to my fucking point. Okay, please.
I am getting so excited. I think
the show is called GTWM. M stands for my name, I believe. I'm not sure. Run. Honestly. And I'm going to be calm because Chopper's going to get really excited when she hears
money.
I'm
so excited.
She's pumped up. Again, this is that part of her that I worry about.
Stop it.
It's cool. You got 100 million? Good for you. Run. Run far. And take your parents with you. Take your siblings with you if you want. You could all buy them $1 million home right now.
Oh my gosh, that's what I would do, Abby.
Let me finish. Run. Okay. And go as far as from people you know who know you and will want a piece of you. Trust me, this is for your own mental health. Okay. Get a home, as Chopper said. Pay it in cash. I would actually start building some of that cash now, right? Like start getting some of that. Now, I'm not sure if that's a sound business decision because I'm not a financial advisor, but I will tell you right now at 25, before you blow everything, get something that you're not going to have to worry about. It doesn't have to be a mansion. You don't have to be on fucking some baller ass YouTube home shit. You can buy a $3 million home, $4 million home. I would probably top out at maybe $5 million home if I were you to kind of keep shit like sane.
I would split it. I would do like one West Coast, one East Coast, one for your living and one for rental. You know,
I would stay away from the West Coast, period. Okay. Because that's where the enemy is, your family. Your other family, the extended family.
Well, just in case she doesn't like the winter.
I would get, then move to fucking Hawaii. I don't care. But stay away from the West Coast. Stay away from people who leech off of you. Get your multiple homes, but get one main place that's a little bit further out. Set your siblings up. Set your parents up. That's $1 million home each. They're done. They're good with their shit.
I would totally do that. Yeah.
And then get into a business that would really interest you, just so you're being productive. And just kind of sit back and go, wow, life is really good. I mean, I don't want to sit here and be the tito, right? Because that's what I'm going to activate.
Yeah, but I get it.
We don't know when our next pandemic is. We don't know when the next time this world comes to shit. And when you're equipped with that much, cash, money, worth at that age, I mean, you're so lucky.
You're super lucky.
Fucking lucky. I don't mean that as an insult because luck sometimes means you just fell over it and it came your way. You didn't win the lotto, right?
Luck in terms of like your hard work.
Which is what I'm saying, right? I just don't want you to misinterpret it. Okay. I don't think anyone's misinterpreting
it,
but just in case, right?
Yeah, I get it.
All right. So you're very, very lucky.
Another reason why I called is to share the information of how I got into crypto. Well, not into the details, but because they're probably gonna be asking, what is it? Yeah, it's Dogezilla.
And how quickly did you amass the amount of wealth? Was it a matter of months, matter of years?
It's only a matter of months. Nice. I've only been doing crypto for a couple of months. And yeah.
Okay, I would cash out, honestly. But I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a crypto expert or anything. When I think we've, again, talking about, talk about topics such as what would you do when you get to this? I think we've all been in a place where we're sitting at a Starbucks and we say, if I had a business, do I want to dominate the world or do I just want to get out? I'm always get out. Now, Chopper maybe dominate the world. I don't know. I mean, she'll probably expand it a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm more leaning into getting out too.
I'm a get out guy. Yeah. 100 million, I'm out, man. I'm good with that. I can really honestly do without the headache. But there are rich people out there that need more. And they need to dominate.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah, they need to be on a Forbes list. That they want to. They're so alpha. They're so narcissistic, and that's where you get a lot of incredibly narcissistic billionaires because it's never just enough.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people, I worry.
That's worrisome. Right. There's like for me, and as much as Mo would think that I would be that person that would try to, achieve more. I would, if I was in your situation, right, I would definitely secure my family first in terms of their homes and insurance, so that if something happens to me, they're set, right? Because then all their free time would be allotted to either their passion and helping other people. And that's the second part, right? I would so much want to help other people. And whether it's through philanthropy or business coaching.
Philanthropy.
Sorry, kapampangan eh.
Sanitized now.
I know. Eh, mahirap kasi. Pwede ba? Judging my accent, I'm trilingual.
It's not an accent. It's an FNF issue.
That is part of it.
I did reach out to a financial advisor when I first cash out my big cash.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I don't know about that. I would really, really try to hear several financial advisors. Before you decide, right? Because when a financial advisor knows you have money, everything that it's sales too, right? So it's secure mo muna investments mo for your family, and then you extra invest. You know this. You invested in crypto. You know it.
I don't know if you know this because you went from 50,000 a year to 100 million in a
matter
of months.
No, in terms of the investments, like it's a lot of sales part, right? Like, there's a lot of sales that has.
You're not that far off from lucky. In the insulting manner I meant it, then you are lucky from the hard work. You went from 50K to 100 million in months. That's luck, now that I heard that time span, okay? So I'm not, it doesn't make you a life coach. It doesn't make you a financial, advisor yourself, right? When you said, I want to kind of educate people, honestly, you won the lotto. Okay.
I don't want anybody to
fucking educate me on how to win the lotto.
No, not today. I'm talking about you educate whatever, like down the line. Because you're gonna keep working. you're going to find yourself in that situation. And I think you're still going to keep investing, or you're probably going to learn other things that you're going to want to do.
Or like my experiences, like share them.
I've cringed every single time that both of you guys brought it up.
No, I mean, before you can end up in TED Talk, there has to be, and you know, and yun yung goal, diba, eventually. Like, end up in TED Talk, kailangan may valuable experience doon.
But
right?
That's where the narcissist shit comes in, man.
No,
like,
babe,
I need a
no.
TED Talk because I got lucky. It's like, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Kaya nga hindi pwedeng you got lucky lang. That's what I'm saying. Please listen. I'm telling her na before you get to the TED Talk, it's not because you got this lucky once. You actually need to build experience within that. So lucky once doesn't mean you're the expert already in investing in cryptocurrency. That doesn't make you an expert enough to become a coach for that. Now, if you want to be a coach for that, what do you want to do? Then you become the expert in that, but by not getting lucky once, but being the subject matter expert for that is what I'm saying.
Okay, but that's not you, Abby, right? I'd rather get out. And that's where I'm living right now. Again, you're going to hear this from everybody. When they start finding
like
out you have 100 million,
I don't like this spotlight.
Everybody knows
if I can
everything.
Blend in, I would blend in.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, cash out, buy your home, buy another investment property that you're going to rent out, and that would generate you enough income to maintain the lifestyle that you want to maintain in the future.
100%. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
Just understand, along the way, you're going to get people like us who think they know what's best for you. You're going to get your titas who think they know what's best for you. Your parents, your siblings, everybody's going to think they fucking know what's best for Abby.
But Abby, I do. Just call me. I'll give you my direct line.
Right.
I'm kidding.
That's okay. So nice.
But it's this. Hey, it's this. Take a year off. Enjoy the... enjoy the luck that has been given to you at 25 years old, but also don't go crazy. You don't sound like a fucking party animal or anything. The very best piece of advice I'm going to give you for somebody of your personality, because that I know people's personalities, is run far away. Not like a criminal, very subtle, very low key. Don't post shit on Instagram. Don't post shit on Facebook. Just get away. And take care of your family if they deserve it. Take care of your family, your immediate family, your core group. Fuck your cousins. Fuck your titas. Fuck your titos. Fuck everybody who isn't part of the home you grew up in. And live comfortably. Get involved in something that would make you more money, or at least keep you stable as you get into your later adult years. And just, man, enjoy. Enjoy without being crazy.
And
good for you. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. The
right choice in your investment. And don't get too experty about it. Just get the fuck out. Just honestly get out.
Sa totoo lang. I know.
Yeah. Don't do this billionaire shit.
Kasi baka mamaya nandiyan na matansu ka pa.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yun nga rin. Yeah.
10 million in cash is already
fucking amazing. I do think about
amazing.
That too, because I've been there. I've been at the low point of life where nag-negative yung bank ko. So, yeah, this is really a step up for me.
I-secure mo na yung kailangan mo i-secure. Medyo hindi lang one step.
Slightly understated. But
maybe 100 steps
right,
up.
Right. No, a little bit, about 10 more million steps up, considering you had
nothing. Yeah, so that's super crazy to me. Like, this is very brand new, so I don't think I'm gonna go crazy with it, like spend it lahat agad. I don't think so.
Yeah, but you have to understand. We were talking about the NBA a little bit, right? And just kind of professional athletes in general. You are very much resembling their life, which is not having much up till they're 25, 24, 23. Sometimes they don't get their $100 million contract till they're 29 and they're 30. And that's an all-star level player. Okay. Now, you probably don't follow basketball, but at least kind of get the analogy. A lot of these people blow all that money because it wasn't their brain that got them there. And I'm not saying you're not smart, but there was something more that got you where you were. And that's where that whole luck stuff comes in. A lot of these guys blow their cash because they're just not equipped, they're young, and all of that shit. Your $100 million is NBA all-star level player. the best player on the team gets that kind of money. And they get it sometimes just a tad older than you're where you're at, and they make really awful decisions because they think they run the world.
That's not
slow,
yeah.
Quiet, runaway. And you can make with just even modest investments, you can probably make $500,000 a year on just modest investments that's not gonna cost you much, mm-hmm. that will make your life so comfortable for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's how much money you have that you will never have to worry about it, and neither would your kids.
Yeah, that's the main point of it. That's the main reason why I got into crypto, is the financial freedom. I wanted that. I don't want to worry about anything. I don't want to work two jobs just to pay for my rent. I hated the grind culture where you have to have like two to three jobs just to pay for everything.
Yeah.
That's just exhausting. I don't want to be old and frail. That's the only time that I can travel. That would suck so much.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Abby. Congratulations to you
and
what you've been able to pull off. And good stuff. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, right. Mo. Bye. Thank you, Chopper.
Bye. Yeah, yep.
Bye. I already hear the people typing.
I'm already typing to you, babe.
I already hear it. No, not you. I'm talking about the listeners who are on Reddit, who are on Discord.
Why? Like, what are they saying?
Oh, she just called to brag. She just called to plug the Dodgezilla. She's probably sounds more like an agent for the coin, multi-level marketer. All like I hear it all already. I can hear it. And then you go through her Instagram, and there's nothing about fucking crypto. As I see on people's bios,
I was gonna ask that.
There's like, none of that shit. It's very simple. And
I was already texting you right now, as you said, because as she hung up, like, it was this a plug? Can like, what is she like? What does she look like in terms of her Instagram account? Or
it's
whatnot?
A photo of her and her dog, and. You know, I already know it. People are like, oh, because we're so jealous. Everybody gets so jealous about rich callers on the show. When we have...
Guys, let's take it for what it is, right?
Yeah. And trust me, like, every rich caller, and you know who you are, who've called the show, people who have millions and millions and millions, get so much shit from our listenership.
Because they ain't good.
It's all jealousy. It's all... They find it to be very boastful to call the show and talk about... obscene amounts of wealth, but you guys have to understand.
It happens. There are people like that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rich people.
There's a lot of rich people, right? But you know, the path to wealth does go through crypto so often in these past few years. Some people, when you've got that much problems, I mean, when you got much that money, you like the song, you can get that much problems. You can find yourself in a place of confusion. You can find your place in, okay, what do I do now? Like, that's so real. When you're that young, especially, that's so fucking real.
It's so, okay.
It's like when a pretty girl calls the show, or when a pretty girl that you meet goes, like, I don't know. I feel so much pressure because there's so many people who are giving me attention. And we can sit here and go, but you understand, like, yes. When you're hot, yeah, we've talked about this. When you're hot, every guy's calling you. Every guy's texting you. Every guy wants to do this. I said that it's hard to find who's good. I've said that because that's real.
On the cryptocurrency side, right? I don't know shit about it, but what I know is, and before people get crazy listening to this call and start looking at that cryptocurrency brand that she said and start investing or whatever and losing money, know before you invest, talk to people, have a financial advisor, have people you really trust and that know can back you up when it comes to investing in anything, whether it's crypto or properties or stocks or bonds or whatever. Okay. So,
but I think it's pretty obvious.
No, I just need that to be said.
Like with anything you're going to buy, you're going to read reviews. Like anything you're going to get into, you're going to do your research, right? That goes for voting for people, whatever, right? You guys are going to talk to everybody.
Because I did look it up. It was down almost 10%.
Okay. Whatever. She did fine. we're not willing to take that risk. Who gives a fuck, right? We're not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy the goddamn crypto coin in my life. Abby, I won't. I won't look up at anything. I have no interest in it. I have no interest in NFTs. People who keep messaging me about goddamn NFTs, please stop it.
NFTs? What are NFTs?
See, like, you're not even in that game. They're just artistic digital art that people are selling. Steph Curry's buying them. Other people are buying them for millions and millions and millions. People are asking me if I want my own, if I want this. Stop messaging me. I could care.
What does NFT stand for?
Nothing for. Well, I don't know. It's an acronym for something. You could look it up yourself. But it's digital art that people are selling for, again, obscene amounts of money. And reputable people have purchased them. The richest of the rich are purchasing them. They're investing in them. I just don't care. I don't care about it. And I don't care about crypto either. But it's real. And people are getting wealthy. And girls like Abby here are succeeding. They're hitting jackpot numbers. All I'm saying is, whether it's a fad or whether it has some real true staying power, when your life changes that dramatically, I prefer you to just grab that shit and go out. Because I'm the Tito who will tell you, I don't feel comfortable with digital investments, with, you know, things like crypto, or I would rather have a little bit more tangible stuff. But that's just me.
Oh my God. There's a lot of people. It's like art on blockchain. Non-fungible tokens is what the NFT acronym stands for.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into blockchain. I don't want to get into it because I don't want we can get very douchey and know it all about you shouldn't do this. No, it's real and people are making a shitload of money. People that you're big fans of are buying NFTs at millions and millions of dollar prices just because you're not into it. And
doesn't mean it's not
real. It is very real and it's doing incredible for people in investments. I just don't have an interest in it.
In February 2021, a 10-second video by an artist named Beeple sold online for $6.6 million.
Yeah, yeah, but we've all read this, babe. You're new to the party. We've all been to this party, okay?
There are kids out there
that are making $500,000. I mean, children, like 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds who are making NFTs of a whale who's playing a violin. And he's made $500,000 off of it.
EDM Whatever. Videos.
Yeah, I don't give a
NBA
fuck.
NBA virtual training.
No care in the world for
a
this
stuff.
A
tweet by Mark Cuban.
What are you talking about?
It made money in terms of NFT.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cuban's very much into NFTs.
I know, but it's a tweet. It's not even like a video created
again,
by Mark Cuban.
Again, let's not get into this because you're going to fall in that trap, babe, of sounding not intelligent.
I'm not intelligent when it comes to NFTs.
Right. So
I'm
it's not even worth to spend.
I'm just reacting to it like, wow, this exists. I've only first heard about it and I sound really dumb. But
everybody, yeah, is like, and I stop messaging me people when it comes to NFTs and fucking coins and all that. It's just not my thing. See you on the weekend.
Right.
For more of the podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I hope you guys had a good time. If you have any questions that you want to get on the show, love, life, sex, wealth.
Maybe not wealth.
It's not NFTs. By all means, send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, however you may want to do that. And we totally, totally love to hear from all of you guys regarding any question because, hey, life is pretty complex, has a lot of twists, turns, angles, and uniqueness to it. And I love to hear all your stories. So have a merry, merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you in a couple of days for more of the show. This has been Good Times to Mo, the podcast, year 10, episode 169. Angelica Copter, my wife, of course, being here today. Follow her on Instagram so she can get her 69K. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram.